Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it is Renee Lowe. I am the CEO of Onyx Queen Media, and you are listening to The Queen's Lair. This is Onyx Queen Media's podcast about entrepreneurship, lifestyle, food, anything that's going on in the world. We talk about it and hash it out and share opinions and thoughts and feelings on anything that's happening within the business world and beyond. The last time that I was on, I barely had a voice. And it's sad because I tell you, as you see from the title, Lessons Learned from Essence Fest, I think I'm still recovering from Essence Fest. It was amazing. For those of you that are keeping track of the seasons, this is actually our final episode in season 7. So this is Lessons Learned from Essence Fest, season 7, episode 8. Okay, every season we do 8 episodes. The things that we're going to tackle today, I actually want to talk about 2 different things. I want to kind of share my experience at Essence Fest and then also some other things that I have dealt with in the past, week or so in business. The key questions for this episode and statements are going to be, what are your limitations? How do you get past your limitations to greatness? And make a list of what is holding you back and commit to tackle one thing each week. Okay, so those of you that are looking for your show notes, definitely get to the podcast page, and then you'll see all of the questions there. Okay, so let's get started. Essence Fest, amazing. Absolutely amazing. I did a little bit untraditional way of traveling there. I traveled by Amtrak, which was really great. The train was actually quite late, which we were compensated for, but it was definitely a great way to travel, and it was beautiful. You know, it was early in the morning to, you know, very late at night, but you traveled during the day, so you actually saw the countryside of the different states that you were going through and all of that. I mean, you guys already know I live in a neighborhood that the train runs right through, which is running through right now. So I have a fascination with the train and just how beautiful all of that is. And when you're traveling, I think it's so great that you could see, you know, our country that way. And I have traveled by the train pretty long distances. Still haven't gone to the West Coast by train. I hear that's pretty interesting. I don't know if I'm going to try that, because after a while you kind of want to, you know, get out of the train and kind of stretch your legs and everything outside. But, that may be something I may try down the road. I hear it is a beautiful ride as well going to the West Coast. So I will definitely keep that on the list of things to do. But Essence Fest, the reason why I call it Lessons Learned from Essence Fest, because I learned so much about being an entrepreneur, and it was so great to be around other people who did not have those limitations on their goals. It was great to be around folks who get it, you know. There's no shame in having a 9-to-5 job. There's no shame in, you know, providing for your family. But what I have learned is that once you take off all of the safety net of being a 9-to-5er, like having that direct deposit check, you know, from an employer, your mindset completely changes. It changes to one of, there is absolutely zero that I cannot do. You don't see limitations. If somebody said that this week, it's like, you know, well, this has limitations to it, and I don't really see the you know, the good of such and such, because there's so many limitations. And my thing is, I just think to myself, the only limitations is what you set on yourself. You know, if you give up on a situation, you say, well, this is just the way it is, and, you know, I don't really see the good in doing this or doing that because, you know, you're only going to hit a wall. Well, there's such thing as a stepladder. That's how you get over the wall. There's such a, you know, thing as a running start to jump over a wall. You know, that's one of those things that you always see military people doing, is they have to run to that wall and they have to find a way to get over it. You know, there is no such thing as you cannot. There is no such thing as limitations. It's only the limitations that you put on yourself in your own mind. And even if somebody stops you, even if somebody, you know, pulls you aside in your tracks and throws you off your game, every single day you get up, you can make a change. Every single day you can get up and you can say, you know what, I'm not going to be sidetracked anymore. I'm not going to allow someone to derail me anymore. Identify those limitations that are not allowing you to be great and power through those things. And sometimes it means you got to drop off negativity. I deal with negativity very rarely because I tend to take myself out of negative situations, but sometimes the negativity comes to you. And I will tell you this, one of the great things about being an entrepreneur is that I don't have to take certain things, especially in a business, you know, working environment. I don't have to take certain things that I used to have to put up with because I needed that check that, you know, that employer was giving me. I now get to choose who I work with. I now get to choose the types of situations that I will put myself in. There are no limitations to what success I can achieve at all. You know, and one person or group of people that you don't particularly care for or get along with, you don't have to take it. You don't have to deal with that. One thing that I pride myself on is that once I have a great business relationship with people, it's forever. You know, as long as they are honest and we can talk and be, you know, straight up with each other, it is an amazing thing to form a great alliance with people who really get it. So think about, what are your limitations? How do you get past those limitations to greatness? Sometimes it's just not picking up the phone of that person who just wants to gossip. Sometimes it's not working in a circle where you're not appreciated. Sometimes it's not answering the phone, you know what I mean, when you know the person that's calling you, all they want to do is tear you down. Sometimes it's just about plucking yourself up out of a friendship group that may not build you up. There was a saying out on Instagram. You know, I always love to have quotes and things on my Instagram, and I always love reading quotes. And there's, and I'm paraphrasing this, but it has something to do that if it's not positive and it doesn't grow who I am, it doesn't edify my life, I don't want it. I simply just don't want it. If it's negative, if it is not empowering me in a positive way, I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't need it. So we have to really think of what are those things that are keeping us from greatness. And I will tell you, all those lessons that I learned from Essence is that there is absolutely zero that somebody can say to you, do to you, that's going to keep you down unless you let it get in your head. Because I saw entrepreneurs, let me tell you something, it almost brought a tear to my eye to see black businesses thriving. The black dollar was so strong in the building at that convention center. It was amazing. it was just absolutely amazing. Over 500,000, especially women, were in attendance. Took over. We took over. I had the hashtag Blackberries and NOLA. We took over New Orleans in such a big way. It was so amazing. You saw celebrities. There were celebrities everywhere. Ava DuVernay, LaToya Luckett, Lance Gross, Chaka Khan, India Ari. Everybody was just all over. And nobody had entourages. Nobody had, you know, they weren't untouchable. You walked past India Ari and you said hello and you took a picture. People were so sweet. People were just so open. People were just so loving. It was the most amazing situation. I haven't been to Essence Fest in years. And it has changed over the years, you know. And I remember going to Essence Fest years and years ago where it was just music. They didn't really have all the business stuff. You know, all the Path to Power, they called it this year. It was so great. We heard talks from Master P. P gave the rundown about business and entrepreneurship. He's like the entrepreneur king. So impressive. So when you come back and you hear people talk about limitations, I just shake my head. That is... Those are people that I don't need to be around. Those are people that I don't need to have in my circle because you have given up on your greatness. And I'm not interested in giving up on my greatness. I'm here to build other entrepreneurs. Contact us. We want to work with you. info@onyxcleanmedia.com. We're here to build. We're here to work as a team. We're here to be positive. If you're lacking somewhere, somebody else is strong. Where somebody else is lacking, you may be strong. Fill in the gaps for each other and reach your greatness. Those are some of the lessons that I learned from Essence Fest. Never give up on dreams. Never give up on whatever that accomplishment is. And sometimes it means the people that were riding with you in the beginning, they may have outgrown the situation because you got a lot of people that feel like, you know, I've been helping you, but I've been doing it because, you know, I'm just, you know, trying to be cool. They don't feel in their heart what you feel for your business. You know, they're just doing it just because. They don't really have a commitment to the greatness that it is, to the greatness that it is your business is about to be, your brand is about to be, your life is about to be. Some people don't deserve to come with you on that ride. And I know that's something that I had a lot of conversations like that at Essence Fest of entrepreneurs that said, hey, I had my friend on, I had, you know, my spouse on, I had this on, and they had to make decisions. They had to make tough decisions. So this is season 7, episode 8, our final episode in season 7, Lessons Learned from Essence Fest. What are your limitations? How do you get past them? Make a list of what is holding you back. It could be mental. It could be physical. Whatever. And commit to tackling one thing. This is Renee Lowe. You're listening to The Queen's Layer. Follow me on social media at onyxqueenmedia.com. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye, you guys.